Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, thoughts and prayers to Michael J. Fox and his family, right?
What?
What happened?
Wait a minute, what?
It's funny. Biggest celebrity news story of the day yesterday. CNN jumped the gun yesterday, posted an article and video titled Remembering the Life of Actor Michael J. Fox.
Oh.
And everyone online was like, no! Michael J. Fox.
Well, yeah, that's
damn
what
you, 2026.
That's what that alludes to, right?
That's it. Was a in remembrance of Michael J.
No.
Fox. Michael's rep quickly denied his death, saying, "Hey, he's doing great. He was actually at some sort of media event today, speaking and giving interviews." CNN issued a statement saying that package was published in error. We have removed it from our platforms and send our apologies to Michael J. Fox and his family.
Do they just have packages that are waiting for
when
people die?
Yeah, so if you're familiar with the news industry, they have all this stuff like on deck ready to rock. And then they just, you know, when it happens, it's plug and play. They're just plug it in and it's like breaking news and they've got everything prepared. Pictures, backstory, videos. It's just sitting
like
on somebody's desktop somewhere.
That is beyond morbid.
So
some intern hit the button.
Yeah, like when this happens, this is what goes on. So anyway, Michael J. Fox.
I'd be so mad if I woke up and people thought I was dead.
Found out you were dead.
You know what? We should do that today. We should post it on our Facebook in remembrance of Katie.
No.
Let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. It'll be kind of funny. No.
Katie's mom is going to see it.
I know. My mom's going to be so mad if she gets on the internet.
We can do it because Michael J. Fox is fine.
Oh,
okay, it's funny because he's fine.
All right.
Nikki, I can never say her
Glaser.
Last name.
Glaser.
Glaser. Glacier. Glacier.
Glacier?
Nikki like with the Titanic
Glaser.
Hint?
Yeah.
Glaser?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Nikki Glaser.
Nikki G.
Nikki G.
Was on a podcast the other day, and she was talking about how she's completely fine. Is it a boyfriend or a husband?
I think it's just an on and off boyfriend.
Hooking up with other ladies, and she's kind of into it.
Oh, she's into it.
So she kind of likes it when her boyfriend hooks up with other ladies.
Well, and it's funny just because, like, I am familiar with a few thruples, right? And what I've understood is there is the guy who really wants the thruple, the woman who was the original woman in the relationship, and he has kind of just worn her down. And so she's just accepted that if she doesn't accept this thruple relationship, then she doesn't get the guy at all. And I know that Nikki and this gentleman, no, it's not me.
I know a couple of
people.
It's you.
It's not me.
Okay.
Nikki and this gentleman have been on and off for many years. Like he has, the infidelity has come out before. So I just, again, it begs me to just think that like she just accepted the fact this is the only way she's going to be able to be with
that,
him.
Or they're not like a true thruple though.
No, they're not a true thruple.
He just goes and screws around
That's
and she kind of is into it. I think it's like a kink.
Not the thruple, but just that is that kind of thinking. It's if I don't accept this, then I don't get him at
see,
all.
Is it a kink or is she just like
she's
made peace with?
Because the way it sounds to me, like she's like, it kind of like,
that's
if
the
you
way
listen
she
to more of that
it,
audio,
yeah, it turns her
it
on.
It kind of turns me on.
No, that's the way she makes it seem. I wonder if she's just trying to save face in that regard because, again,
has she always been like that?
They've broken up many times in the past because of his infidelity. So
or she's
she
just
now
going for shock.
But here's the thing. This is the thing in dating nowadays. Like, this is all, I don't want to, acceptable? It is acceptable. Like, people are going to do what they want behind closed doors, and it's fine,
sometimes
right?
Sometimes open doors.
It's sometimes open doors. It's totally fine. But it definitely, like, makes us question things when there are different conflicting reports. But, it was a little shocking this morning to hear that. I'm not going to lie.
I still don't even know how to pronounce her last name.
I know.
That's what my biggest concern is, actually. I don't care what she does in the bedroom.
Okay.
Euphoria Season 3 premiere went down on Tuesday night, and Zendaya was there. Sydney Sweeney was there, but you wouldn't know it from the pictures and videos.
Yeah.
They weren't in a single shot together. They avoided each other all night long. Rumors of a feud between the two have been circulating for years. A lot of people are basing it on political views at the center of it. But now sources are claiming that Tom Holland is mixed up in it.
Oh.
Let's see. This story says it was an open secret that Sydney had the hots for Tom and was flirty with him when he would come to set. That didn't go down well with Zendaya. And they haven't really hung out since.
Oh, well, this is news.
Spider-Man?
What?
Whoa.
Well, and you're right. Like, all
talk
of the
about
pictures
a thruple.
At the premiere, I know. But all the pictures, like, Sydney was taking pictures with other cast members.
But no Zendaya, huh?
It definitely,
well, I bet
you know,
she looked pretty, too.
Yeah, see, Sydney's used to getting any guy she wants.
Yeah, but
so when she can't get Tom.
They're both beautiful. Like, they both were just stunning at the premiere.
Zendaya's
so
very pretty, yeah.
It's like, they
really
shouldn't
pretty.
Be, they shouldn't be compared. Like that, though. They are both beautiful
women. They're
both
talented, successful human beings.
Beautiful women.
Very
both
smart,
of them. So
intelligent.
It's just that should not be
talented.
The reason they don't like each other. I think the fact that it's the political stuff and also the gene campaign, right? Didn't they say that Zendaya?
If you hate
didn't
someone
like
over
that?
Genes, that's the weirdest thing
know.
I've ever heard.
I don't know anything about Tom Holland. He seems kind of dorky to me anyway. Why are they
he's
fighting
cool
over
dude.
Tom Holland?
Well,
really? Would he be on your top 10, Katie?
No.
Yeah. He's kind of. He's up there with the Twilight guy.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson.
Don't get it.
Kind of the
do
same
not
thing.
Get the appeal.
Yeah.
And who the Jenner girl is with right now.
Oh, yeah.
Chalamet. Timothy.
Chalamet.
Don't get it. Don't understand it. Never will.
Huh.
Give me a solid Riley Green, right?
Yeah, I love Riley Green, though.
Get Katie a Riley Green.
Yeah.
Riley Green and Sydney Sweeney. That's a hot couple.
Yeah.
That is a hot couple.
It's better than Scooter Braun.
Look at me.
Way better.
Talking Hollywood romance.
Look
what what's wrong
you.
With me? I got to go throw myself onto C470 immediately. Okay, sports.
Yes, there is so much going on in Denver sports today. I'm so excited. DU, I want to give a shout out to them. Go Pios. They are
Frozen
in the Frozen Four, tonight,
yes.
Taking on the Michigan Wolverines at 6:30. That is a huge game. Go Pios. Also, the Masters starts today. I have to talk about that. I'm a huge golf fan. I hope, I don't know who I want to win. I love the Masters. They start today
Happy
and
Gilmore.
Go through Sunday. Happy Gilmore's got
yeah.
a chance, Jer. His
shoot
odds are plus 100,000. And then the biggest news and the funniest news that I wanted to talk about is last night, or I guess yesterday, the Rockies played a game. And throughout the entire Houston Astros series, less than 16,000 people showed up per game. So less than 40,000 people were there. However, in the highest section behind home plate, above the purple row, one fan started taking off his shirt and waving it around throughout the game. That one fan turned into two. And three, and more people started to conglomerate in that section above home plate in the 500 section, where it turned out hundreds of people at the end of the game were shirtless, yelling, "Go Rocks, go," waving their shirts around, and it went viral.
I love it!
Talk about a fetish.
Oh, for the first time since May of 2022, the Rockies are 500 or better, meaning they are now 6-6. They have a chance to go 7-6. Finally having a better record than being under 500. And the Rockies fans are loving it.
Yes, and the Rockies swept the Astros, Jeremy.
It's huge
it's
news.
It's a big deal.
Oh, I didn't have my sound
you
ready.
Get him ready. There it is.
Where's
right
it?
There.
It is.
Yeah!
Take your
go
shirt
Rockies!
Off!
Take
your shirt off!
People were tweeting out, tarps off. The Rockies are now 500 or better. And look, Rockies...
Don't get used to it.
I know. But no, look, enjoy it
have...
while it's happening.
Don't get used to
That's
it.
The thing. They could have a stellar year. You never know. You never know what's
you
going to happen.
You kind of know. But enjoy it while it's happening.
Don't get used to it.
The Rockies could come out swinging and we could just be huge fans
go
come
Rocks,
October.
Go.
Come on. Go Rockies. Okay, you remember yesterday when we were talking about the proposed gondola in downtown
How
Denver.
How can I forget?
Right? There's a lot
that
of gondola
That was the best part
news.
Of the show yesterday.
Loved it. Well, that's the thing is they're talking about a gondola hopefully happening in downtown Denver. Well, we're days away from one opening in Idaho Springs.
Well, another one?
I know. The Mighty Argo cable car. It's a $71 million idea that was built in Virginia Canyon. It's a new tourism draw for the Front Range. So it's going to open at the end of the month and it'll offer scenic rides, mountain biking access, and a modern take on Colorado's mining history.
And when you're on it, you can go, wee!
Yes!
There was one lady who was very mad at me yesterday on
really?
The text line because I had alluded to the fact that I would go downtown drinking for the night and get on a gondola and urinate all over
it. Oh, yeah. She wasn't happy with your
she
antics.
She was very mad at me for saying that.
Yeah, well, don't pee on gondolas, Jeremy.
Oh,
and people
man.
Will be
I
fine.
Heard about it from her.
But yeah, that is set to open at the end of the month. So if you're, you know, got a hankering for a gondola ride, you don't have to go all the way up into
it's
the
very
mountains.
Romantic.
Idaho Springs. drinks. They've got you. Okay, so the temporary drought pricing taking effect in Denver. It's going to begin in May, and it'll be seen on bills for June through next April or until the board takes further action. But that means an additional drought charge will be placed on outdoor water use only. I didn't realize, Jeremy and I were talking off air, that they can like decipher what is outdoor use and indoor use when it comes to your water.
So they can track how long it's running.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to add extra on your indoor water use is what I'm saying.
Correct.
So it's only the outdoor use that they're looking at and going to charge you extra if you go over.
If they look at your meter and be like, wow, this one ran for an hour and a half. Obviously, you got five or six zones in your yard running. And
I could take an hour and a half shower.
Well,
that's
let's not.
Thing.
Let's but, don't do that.
So
Katie,
if I
right
take
now.
An hour and a half shower, like that's going to count
I guess
on my
that
outdoor
might,
use?
Might, they might recognize that as, yeah, maybe you were out watering a lawn.
No.
But generally, your showers are quicker than that. Brushing your teeth is quicker than that. But, dishwasher, all that. But if they're tracking, like, you know, even like overnight, if you're running your sprinklers.
Yeah.
They're like, it's been run. Your water's been running for like 2 hours at 1 a.m.
Well, what if I take the everything shower? Like, that takes longer.
An hour
That's
and
a
half?
Sometimes.
What does that mean?
That means everything.
Everything.
It's
how hard are you scrubbing?
Shave. They do everything.
Like, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like that's
it's an everything.
That's,
they do the hair.
Everything in tip-top
It's like
shape.
A bagel.
Like the extra. It's like the extra conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
You leave the hot oil treatment
get
in.
The face mask
you let
on.
Your face mask go. You get the steam and shower.
Get
so
beard
yeah.
Shaved
Sometimes
off.
I can take upwards of
Wax
an hour.
The upper lip.
No, there's no beard.
Get that unibrow out of there.
Wait a minute.
That's everything.
Like they should be able to tell between those, though, right? Just making sure. I'm just making sure. Okay, can I give one more? Because this will be fun
I
tomorrow
wish you would.
With GMA, because they're going to broadcast live from Pikes Peak Summit tomorrow morning, and they're asking people to come on out and be a part of the broadcast. So it looks like they're going to be giving people tickets, so no one is going to be admitted after 4 a.m. They're going to open this entrance to the peak at 3:30 in the morning tomorrow. So if you want to be a part of this GMA broadcast, yeah, probably want to get there really early. But, yeah, they're planning that sunrise, Pikes Peak, 6:30
Beautiful.
Is when it's going to happen. But
can
you've
I make a request?
Up there by 3:30. Yeah.
People are going to do this tomorrow. Make some big poster board signs that say JKJ Mix 100, all right?
Yes.
And hold them up.
Yes.
So we get on the big TVs.
Oh, I would love that.
Okay? JKJ.
Yes.
Do
Good
it.
Job, Jay.
Yay, thank you Yay. Very much. Thank you very much.